Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. What a session to close out the week. The market just ripped higher, hitting record highs across the board. The optimism is palpable.
It really is. That rally was fueled by the one thing the market loves to see, softer inflation data. The September CPI number came in just a touch cooler than expected, and that was all the green light traders needed.
And what does that green light really mean? It's all about the Fed, right?
100%. This data point basically cements the idea that we're looking at two more rate cuts before the end of the year. The market is pricing that in, and you saw the reaction. It was broad-based and powerful.
So where did the strength show up? Was it just the usual mega-cap suspects running the show?
Well, yes and no. On the surface, absolutely. The big tech names had a fantastic day. The information technology sector gained over 1.6%. But what's interesting is you also saw utilities up over 1%, and financials putting in a strong 1.1% gain. It was a risk-on rally with a defensive flavor, which is a fascinating mix.
So money was flowing into both growth and safety? That seems a bit contradictory.
It does, but it tells a story. The rate cut narrative helps growth stocks, but the underlying bid in utilities suggests some investors are still positioning defensively. They're enjoying the party, but keeping one eye on the exit. You also had some major single stock stories driving the action.
Let's get into those. I saw some huge moves. What stood out to you?
The chip space was on fire. You had Intel with a surprise earnings beat that lifted sentiment. But the real fireworks were from IBM and AMD. A report came out saying AMD's chips can run a critical quantum computing algorithm for IBM, and both stocks just exploded higher by over 7%.
Wow, that's a massive catalyst. Any other big winners?
Oh, yeah. Alphabet, or Google, was a standout after announcing a huge cloud deal with Anthropic, reportedly worth billions. And you can't ignore Coinbase, surging nearly 10% after a big upgrade to overweight from JP Morgan. The street is clearly getting more bullish on crypto-related names.
Got it. But it wasn't all good news, was it? I saw Deckers, the maker of Hoka and Uggs, just fell off a cliff.
It absolutely did. Down over 15%. And this is a classic lesson for earnings season. They actually beat earnings per share expectations. But growth is cooling, especially in the U.S., and their full-year guidance underwhelmed the market. It's a reminder that it's all about the future, not the past.
A brutal lesson, for sure. Okay, so that's the big picture. But you and I know the closing print doesn't always tell the full story. What did the intraday tape tell you as we headed into the bell?
This is where it gets really interesting. While the headlines were screaming about the megacap rally, the late-day price action showed some subtle but important rotation. We actually saw some mild distribution, some selling into the close on names like Google and Meta.
So the leaders from the session were getting sold into the close.
Exactly. It suggests some profit-taking. Meanwhile, the real late-day strength, the aggressive buying into the bell, was in other areas, specifically crypto miners and, believe it or not, utilities. The leadership baton was quietly being passed in the final hour.
Okay, now that's the kind of intel we need for tomorrow. Let's make it actionable. What specific setups are you watching based on that late-day action?
All right. First up is the crypto space, which showed clear relative strength. A name like CIFR had a powerful close and a clean breakout structure. For Monday, I'm watching for a potential morning pullback toward the $20.50 level. If it holds there, that could be a great entry for a move higher.
Okay, a high beta momentum name. What else?
On the higher risk, higher reward spectrum, there's a biotech called PMI. It was absolutely explosive today with huge volume. This is not for the faint of heart. You have to size down. But if that stock can hold above $6, it could be setting up for another major leg up.
I see. So, a couple of aggressive ideas. Is there anything for traders who want something a bit more stable?
Definitely. That's where the utility story comes in. Look at a name like CEG. It wasn't flashy, but it was just a tight, controlled grind. Higher all day, closing near its highs. That screams quiet accumulation. And in the auto sector, General Motors, or GM, had a very constructive bid and a strong close. I'd watch for a pullback to around $69.40 on that one.
I love it. A full spectrum of ideas. So wrapping it all up, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into a massive week of megacap earnings?
The takeaway is to stay nimble. The headline trend is clearly up, with the market at all-time highs fueled by rate cut optimism. But the tape is telling you to look under the surface. The late-day rotation into crypto and defensives is a clue. Don't just blindly chase the big names that already ran. Watch where the relative strength is showing up, know your levels on these continuation setups, and as always, manage your risk. It's going to be a wild week.
Fantastic insights. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.